Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related.
Well, folks, you know, we have talked a bunch of Texas hunting and fishing this morning. Mr. Wysoon was with us, as he has been for 9 years, with Campfire Talk. Larry and I was talking about hunting here in Texas, and he just got back from Spain. I'll tell you, for all you folks that would like to or have hunted mule deer, now Texas has the desert mule deer out in the Trans-Pecos, and some deer, I think they're the Rocky Mountain mule deer subspecies up in the Panhandle. But Mr. Harry Wood is a friend of mine that outfits up in New Mexico. I hunt deer up in northeastern New Mexico, mule deer, each year with my buddy up there that owns Hunter Supply, David Williams. He's got a small ranch up there, but some big deer. Now, Harry's got the keys to a bunch of gates up there in New Mexico where he guides, and there's a great opportunity to get you a mule deer if that's what you're looking for. Harry, are you hanging with us this morning, ready to talk some mule deer?
I am, Luke.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. I do think that mule deer are an allure for a lot of Texas hunters, but, you know, it's not the easiest hunt to book or to find, really, unless you do know somebody like yourself and maybe make a jaunt up to New Mexico, right?
Yes, sir. Well, all my hunts on private land are all over-the-counter tags, so the tag's not an issue there. You just come out and buy your tag at Walmart or any other licensed vendor there in New Mexico. So that takes a lot of the issue out of it with the over-the-counter tags. Now, my elk is a little different, but the mule deer's all over-the-counter. So a fellow's just able to come out and buy his license and come on out and hunt with us. We've got some great hunting there.
So no draw. That's very good to know, and that opens up a lot of avenues for folks. Where I hunt up in Unit 6A, it's up near Cuba, New Mexico, and the little town is Regina. It's not even really a town. It's a post office.
I know right where it is, exactly.
Well, I hunt within a few miles of Regina, right near the Jicarilla. But, sure. Yeah, and I think the cost in all, I was just checking that actually in July, I think, is when you can purchase the license. I think it's like everything included a little over $300. Does that sound right?
Yeah, right around $340.
That's right.
$340.
Yes, and sir. You just basically call New Mexico Fish and Game, or you can do it online, but I always call them and tell them which unit and double-check everything, and you can do it right on the phone. But I think they said July the 1st, right, as a rule, when you maybe you could get them earlier, but that's when they told me to call back, you know?
Yes, sir.
This year. Well, let's talk about the hunting. Your hunting operation up there. Now, these are ranches in New Mexico, as a rule. There's some big ones, big tracks up there. Now, say we book a hunt. Say I booked a hunt with you, Harry, and my goal is to kill, and I think it's important to point out, there's to kill a great big, by that I'm talking about a monster mule deer, 30-inch mule deer. They're as rare, free range as quite honestly, as a 170-inch Texas free range whitetail. So I don't think a first-time mule deer hunter should set his sights on something like that rather than just go get him a good typical mule deer. And I hope for a big one, of course, the biggest there you can get. But logically speaking, I mean, you're probably going to get just a nice mule deer. Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we don't have up in the northern part of New Mexico really has really big deer. I've got nice bucks, and I don't tell somebody they're going to come shoot a 30-inch deer. We do have a few every once in a while, but for the most part, our deer are 22, 24 inches. Nice, good, solid mule deer, you know, in the 150, 160 class, some up to 180.
That's being realistic. I think most people that actually hunt realize all this, but you can watch some TV shows and see those 30-inchers and think that they're going to be hopping around under every tree, but that's not the way it in the real life. Now, how does the hunt unfold, Harry? I guess, do you have tent camps or drop camps?
Well, actually, I have both. I have both a guided hunt. I offer both a guided hunt and then kind of a semi-guided hunt. My semi-guided hunts are out of tent camps on private land where I provide a camp all your gear and everything, show you around the ranch, suggest to you how to hunt it. Like, there's a water hole up this area. There's a, this canyon here is real good. And then we check on you every day to see how you're doing and also offer a fully guided hunt.
Yep, so.
And I'll provide all your food, lodging, carry your animal. You have a guide with you all the time, and we're able to cater to just about anybody in any kind of condition. We've got the ranch is pretty easy to get around on, and we travel around in four-wheel drives and UTVs, and then do a lot of spot and stock type hunting. Just a great hunt.
Yeah, it is. That country out there is just so, so awesome. I love to get out there. And folks, we are visiting with Mr. Harry Wood, and we're on a cell phone right now, a connection. Harry's down at his headquarters in Centerville, Texas, and we had just a little bit of a pause in our reception there, but that's okay. That's pretty common, Harry, with recording our radio shows here. Sometimes we actually get to face-to-face when we get to do our recordings, but a lot of it is on the phone like today. And, you know, a mule deer is just a blocky deer. And I killed one year before last with David Williams up there hunting on near Regina up there in that country. And probably typical, I've seen the pictures of the ones that you guys kill. There are much bigger ones antler-wise than what I killed, but it was just a good representative mule deer buck. He probably, I don't know, if you put a tape on him, he might have scored 140, 145, but
right, yes.
just a nice, I was very proud of him. You know, and you've got a lot of good venison there, too. I would like to dispel this myth. A lot of people tell me, and I don't know if it's from experience or just repeating what they've heard, oh, those mule deer, they don't eat good. They taste like sage. It's this, that, and the other. Well, I'll tell you what, the ones I've eaten, excellent venison. I guess you could get one that was old, like any critter, wild hog or whatever, that was old and on his way down that wouldn't make good venison, but I absolutely love the venison from these mule deer.
See, ours are great. We've got apple orchards there on the ranch, and we don't have any sage in our part of New Mexico, so they're not able to eat any of that kind of stuff. But yeah, ours are great table fare. Our deer are just great, really nice and fat and in great shape, and just don't really want for anything.
Right. They're well fed. Well, describe the I'm not sure exactly what part of New Mexico where your hunts are. Kind of tell us geographically.
Yes, I actually hunt around Cloudcroft, New Mexico. That's the town that we kind of base out of. My ranches are located between Artesia and Mayhill down in southeastern New Mexico. Unit 34 is where I hunt out of. And like I say, I also do some great elk. I've got some great elk hunting there as well.
Yeah, do you offer cow elk hunts as well as bull?
Well, we can through landowner tags. They've kind of taken the non-residents out of the cow hunts as far as they're not able to try and draw the cow tag anymore. It's pretty much just set up for the residents, but they can buy landowner tags.
Okay.
Cow tag.
Well, back to our hunt, the guided hunts. You have your drop camp, and these kind of hunts are tailor-made for a group of guys that are hunters that are used to getting out and hunting on their own. It's a good way to hunt if you've never hunted out of a drop camp, folks. I have in the past quite a bit. But a guided hunt, that's neat, too. You guys, you kind of got an idea of the areas that's holding the best deer. And in that big country, you recruit a lot of spot and stalk, I'm going to assume.
It is, yes, sir. Yeah. And we do some calling. The deer respond to calls real well there in that open country. We do a lot of calling, and it surprises people how I can bring mule deer out with a call the way I can.
I'd like to witness that. That's something after kicking around the outdoors as long as I have, I've seen a lot. That's something I haven't seen. I'd like to see that sometime.
They're quite like Luke, when you get one to come to a call. I'll tell you, it really impresses the hunters, I can tell you.
Now, not rattling, but calling, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I can tell now we're going to have an in-depth conversation on this. I see the headline for a magazine article right here. Okay, enough of that. Well, good. Let's make sure that everyone can find you, locate you, talk to you that wants to go mule deer hunting. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Now, if you're a seasoned hunter, do not rule out a drop camp. I've hunted lots of drop, a lot, probably 8 or 10 different drop camps in my life. An outfitter like Harry will set you up a tent and all the things necessary for to live out there, show you the ropes where everything's at. And the cost of a drop camp, Harry, is appreciably less, I guess, than a guided hunt.
It sure is. Very heck.
Yeah, so yeah. Keep that in mind. Now, what's Facebook? I want to make sure folks can hook up and see, follow you on Facebook, Harry. How do they just, what do they like? Yeah. Just Harry?
Yep, yeah. like my page, Harry, Guiding Outfitter, on Facebook there. And then my website is HarryWoodGuides.com. HarryWoodGuides.com.
Okay, HarryWoodGuides.com. Yep. And then on Facebook again, what do they like? Just Harry
Wood. Page, Harry Wood Guiding Outfitter.
Okay, our reception is still a little bit iffy right now. Harry Wood Guide?
Guide and Outfitter.
Okay, yeah, Harry Wood Guide and Outfitter on Facebook, folks. Harry, thank you for being with us, man. You want to leave a phone number or you just want them to?
I would, yeah. I'll leave my home phone, 903-536-7130.
Let's have it one more time, folks, for the folks that might be driving down the road, had to pull over and write it down.
Sure. 903-536-7130.
Harry, thanks a lot, buddy, and stay on the line. I want to talk to you some more about that calling of the mule deer. How about it?
Sounds great.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Folks, that wraps us up for today's show. I want to say thanks to everyone that's been with us, all of our guests, and I want to say thanks to you for listening. I want to remind you, you can go to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this week's show. All this coming week, you can download the various segments. Check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting, while you're there. It's a lot of information on hunting hogs and cooking wild pork that you might enjoy. Want to remind you of a couple of catfish tournaments, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, every October. Was an awesome event this past October. You can follow them on Facebook, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, just like that, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters on Facebook, and you can stay tuned in throughout the year. Now, the Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork. This year, this coming April, will be the last weekend in April. I want to remind you about that. For more information, I know a lot of you know Jerry Miller, good friend of mine. Just call Jerry. I'll give you his number for more information on it. But it's going to be the last weekend in April, and it'll be held at the Minnebucket, an awesome place, as all of you know. Got a clean rooms, a cafe, good food, boat ramp, pavilion. You name it there, the Minnebucket is an awesome place, but that's where the Yannis Catfish Classic will be held. You can call Jerry Miller at 903-850-9500. Folks, I've enjoyed our show. I hope you have. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.